This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, or maybe just a little bit in the case of today's episode, because these are really big bowls. And you can't have any.
And today we are talking about farina.
Wow. What is that?
So farina is little bits of semolina wheat that we
in America. And what's semolina wheat? I thought that was like couscous.
It's durum wheat. It is couscous and pasta. And it's just a kind of hard wheat that is made into breakfast cereal that we know better as cream of wheat and malt oatmeal and maypo.
Maypo? I don't know it better as maypo.
I thought they didn't even make maypo anymore, but then someone said, no, they do, but I couldn't find any.
I feel like maypo suffers from its name.
I think it absolutely... Well, it sounds like Alpo.
It sounds like all kinds of things. It also sounds like Mako, which is like a...
Auto parts?
Auto parts, I think. O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's... That's what it is. It's a box of auto parts. It's like a cereal with little marshmallows shaped like auto parts, like carburetor.
It's like a cereal that gets your engine revving.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, ever since you went to work for that big for Kellogg's, like the show has been full of a lot more unexpected cereal marketing.
Okay, so let's get right down to this. This is true old people food.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah, because I ate this when I was a kid. Did you?
Well, no. So as we discussed in the oatmeal episode, I ate instant oatmeal.
Well, I ate
with honey
oatmeal
from the honey pot.
Right. Yes. You were part of a family of bears. I want to learn more about hibernation. Like, what was it like sleeping all winter?
I was actually kind of picturing like the bear in sort of like the gay culture slang.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from a family of bears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Really hirsute.
So
I don't think I've ever used the word hirsute.
Oh, congratulations. It's a big day for us. all right. So what were we talking about? Okay. So you said you think of it as old people food. But...
So here's what I'm thinking. Okay. So for one thing, it's marketed for its like nutrition. It's heavily marketed as being like a supplement type thing, almost iron and calcium. So in that sense, it reminds me of Ensure a little bit. You know, which is what you feed people when they really can't eat anything else and you're trying to keep weight on them.
But I think, isn't that true of like all boxed breakfast products? I mean, I think almost
I feel
any
like
cereal you buy.
Oatmeal is like all about the fiber, I guess.
Okay.
Heart health.
Is that really
but
different?
Here's the other thing. My dear departed grandfather, Joseph Mack, otherwise known as Grampy.
Otherwise known as Mac Daddy. I think I said that last time you mentioned him.
He loved malt oatmeal. So maybe that for me is why I think of it as old people food.
Now, see, yeah, I think of malt oatmeal as like something I used to make from, it was one of the first things I cooked for myself as a
kid.
Gosh,
I do not have this relationship with farina at all.
Maybe you need to like step aside this week and just let me roll.
Yeah, you just roll. I know I keep cutting you off. I'm really being a menace again today.
No. You're not at all Dennis the Menace.
Can we call this porridge? To get back to the porridge question?
I think we absolutely can call it porridge. And I know this because when I was looking at the Wikipedia Farina page, it said, see also the most exciting page in the history of Wikipedia, list of porridges. And we're going to put a link to this in the show notes. Everybody should go to this page because there are so many porridges in the world. It's
really?
Like 400 porridges. Yes.
Wow. I can't wait.
Yeah. Human existence is fueled by porridge.
You know, it seems like this is something that one would eat when incarcerated, like oatmeal.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I guess there's no like upscale version of Farina the way there is steel cut oats. You know, there's no McCann's Irish Farina.
I also feel like another thing that bothers me about this is that it all comes in a box as like a name brand thing. It's not just it's like a product.
Yeah,
as opposed to oatmeal, which is oats.
I have seen it in the bulk section.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
And do they just call it Farina?
Yes.
Cereal?
And it's also, by the way, it's the little stuff you find on the bottom of commercial English muffins.
Oh, that's what I thought. That was cornmeal. That's Farina?
It's usually Farina.
Oh my gosh, you are a wealth of Farination.
I'm just going to ignore that. This, I'm a major Farina proponent. I'm secretly working for the Cream of Wheat Company. I don't know. I don't actually eat this that often, but I really do like it.
Well,
I don't think you're going to like it. It's
great.
Very bland.
Let's get to it.
Okay, so we've got two bowls here. We've got a bowl of cream of wheat and a bowl of malt oatmeal. And I wasn't really sure that there was anything different about them, but there is.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's start with the cream of wheat. I feel like cream of wheat is the baseline.
Oh, it's gotten cooled enough to get jiggly.
Ooh, it's forming a skin.
Mm.
Oh, I really like that. It's salty.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you add salt? Or
I did. I did add salt.
Oh, that's great. You know, I feel like it's really important when cooking porridges to add salt. And I think a lot of people don't, but I think it's key.
Yeah, that's number one on my list of porridges.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how when you pull it with a spoon, it like pulls away from the side of the bowl.
I don't want to, Matthew. I don't want to look at it.
I love that. I just poured some whole milk on top.
How is it so white? Has it been separated from the bran?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I learned this morning. It has a little bit of wheat germ in it. And none of the bran.
Gosh, I really like this, but it does make me feel geriatric.
I think that's why it's so fortified, is because they've really taken all the nutritional value out of it.
Now they're just jamming it back in.
Exactly.
What is Maypo, and how does it differ from this?
I don't know. I think it's probably the same. I just wanted to mention it because it's got a great name.
Ooh, the malt oatmeal has really formed a skin, too. Now, let's talk about how this is different.
So the only difference is malt oatmeal has a little bit of malted barley in it, which is what they make beer from.
It does smell a little hoppy. Or not hoppy. It smells like the inside of a brewery.
Mm. Wow.
Tastes like the inside of a brewery.
I was always more of a malt oatmeal kid.
But now that I'm tasting them side by side, this seems like weird.
Well, it's got more flavor. It is kind of an unusual flavor. I really like the malt oatmeal.
I'm surprised that I don't like it more, given how much I like malted things. Maybe I would like it more if it was covered in chocolate and served to me in ball form, like a Whopper.
I think that would be odd. It could be a gushing candy.
Yeah.
as heard recently on the show, it could be chocolate, crunchy, like crispy chocolate on the outside and like a gush of malt oatmeal on the inside. I think we've got
I love it.
I know I've said this before that we had a $1 million idea, but I think this one's a $1 billion idea.
Can I have the cream of wheat again?
Yes.
Yeah, this tastes like aggressively malty to me. It really reminds me of the way that breweries smell. Have I mentioned that?
It's hot. I burned my fung.
you burned your fung?
Mm-hmm. short for fungus.
That's a good thing, then. I'm sure it'll help your fungus go away.
One thing that I used to do when I was a kid, there was for a while, and I don't know if it still exists, a chocolate flavor of malt oatmeal, which really just had a little bit of cocoa powder and sugar in it. And then once I realized that, then I started just adding cocoa powder and sugar at home to my malt oatmeal, which is quite good.
I imagine it works well with that nice kind of toasted wheat flavor.
You know what we should do an episode on sometime is chocolate breakfast cereals, because most of them are really bad, but recently there have been some better ones coming on the market that taste more chocolatey.
I would love to do that.
Let's make a note.
Wow, what else can we possibly say about these cereals?
We should talk about and definitely make a link to there's a classic malt oatmeal commercial from maybe the late 70s, maybe the early 80s, involving a bear. Have you seen this?
Oh, to get back to the bears. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the gist of the commercial, I don't want to, okay, I'm going to spoil the commercial, but you should watch it anyway, is that the kid claims that a bear ate his breakfast, and the dad is like playing along, but then turns out a bear really did eat his breakfast.
Mm-hmm. It's a very poorly disguised human in a bear costume standing outside the door.
Yeah, we really, like, this was like in the age before CGI, which like looks simultaneously, you know, back then things looked more real and more fake, mm-hmm. because they were actually really on camera, not computer generated, and yet obviously some guy in a bear suit.
Who goes, more Malto meal, please.
Yeah, you know, like bears say. Mm-hmm. We've really learned a lot about bears on this show. That they carry honeypots, they live in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. they hibernate, and they eat Malto meal. They steal Malto meal from children.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's a director's cut of that commercial where the kid gets brutally mauled at the end.
Does it involve Daryl Hannah? And I always think of director's cut, and just my brain goes straight to...
To what?
To Blade Runner.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Splash.
Wasn't Daryl Hannah in Blade Runner?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, she was the, you know, the like fembot.
Right. Did you, you've seen Splash, right?
Oh, yeah. Like many, many times.
Yeah, I loved that movie.
I adored it as a child.
I have a feeling it's probably not as good as we think it is.
I think it's probably not, except, you know, what never gets old is the secretary who wore her bra over her clothes.
Oh, of course. We've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. That never gets old.
I feel like there is probably a show like that is like a cousin to our show, where the hosts go back and watch movies that they enjoyed as kids and are disappointed by most of them.
I think we should do that show.
Okay, well, we already promised we were going to watch.
Our episodes would be about 90 minutes long. The commentary would be interspersed with us just silently crunching popcorn while watching a movie.
Oh, wow. This sounds really artistic. Okay, so you prefer the cream of wheat to the Malto meal, then, you would say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are there other hot breakfast cereals that we should get into at some point?
We've done, I think on the Buckwheat show, we did Kasha.
Which we should probably revisit, because I think we made it wrong.
I think we did, too. I think we're
supposed
to toast it.
Prejudiced against it.
Yeah, it was horrible. What other things? What other breakfast cereals or sort of grains...
Well, you're the one who read Whole Grain Mornings.
What did we decide to call it? Morning of Oats? I don't think Megan's changed the title based on our suggestion, but
no,
I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah, I don't think that was exactly it, and I don't remember what it was, but as soon as we think of it, we should start bugging her about that again.
I think that there are probably all kinds of grains that you could make into cereal. One thing that I find interesting about the old cream of wheat and Malto meal marketing is... there's kind of nothing to recommend this as food unless you add the vitamins to it. Like, it's not even like it has fiber. It's not even a whole grain. I feel like this is a food of another era.
No,
like,
but
the era that began in 1893.
Oh, is that when cream of wheat was founded?
Yes.
That's when wheat was invented.
And that's when it seemed like a good idea to have a mascot who was a black man wearing a chef's hat.
And it was a good idea to let children hang out with bears.
Yeah.
We've come a long way since 1893.
Mm-hmm.
So on the box, it shows it topped with fresh berries, which was never a feature of our house. We've already talked about how we feel about uncooked fruit on cereal, right? Hello?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I was just thinking about, like, whether this guy is supposed to be your server. Like, it just seems really weird.
It does. It looks like...
it's like a very Aunt Jemima-esque.
It is. Like, yeah. It's like, is it a racist caricature, or like, am I the racist for thinking it looks like a racist caricature?
I always have I'm not sure either. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Let's launch back into some of our patented comedy after that biting social commentary.
Can we taste it dry?
Oh, yeah,
Pixie
absolutely.
Stick,
good point.
Lick-a-maid style. I think we should start with the cream of wheat.
I have a feeling you're just going to pour this on my table, aren't you?
No, I'm going to pour it into a spoon, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all going to stay in the spoon.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's got dexterity here?
You do.
Tastes like the underside of an English muffin. Whoa, that's a lot, Matthew.
Why put it on a spoon if you're not going to spoon it into your mouth?
Easy does it.
I feel like licking the underside of an English muffin is like something I would be mentioning in a Craigslist ad.
All over the inside of your lips. It looks like you have some sort of mouth dandruff.
I am, for Halloween this year, I am going as the underside of an English muffin. Or maybe just my front will be the bottom of the English muffin and my back will have nooks and crannies. Which it kind of does.
Okay, I'm going to put it on the table now.
I knew you were going to put it on the table.
Oh, you had a better idea. Gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, I just put it onto my...
Gosh, we need, this episode made me cry again.
You know what we need for this show? Because we're always having to, like, tap out bits of things we weren't supposed to be tasting.
Uh-huh.
We need an ashtray.
We do, for our smoke breaks.
I think I sort of, like, haven't thought about the fact that ashtrays exist in 10 years.
Wow. I just don't care for that. And I love malted things. I mean, should I drive this home a little more?
I can't really tell the difference between
really?
The dry...
What's happening to your palate, Matthew?
I think I ruined it with gushing candies. I think it got zotzed out.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up. You can find absolutely no recipes on our website.
But I'm glad you said that.
SpilledMilkPodcast.com.
Because I was wondering whether there are recipes on the box, like, you know, back
of
the box
what to
recipes.
Do with it?
And there is one on the Maltmobile box. There is a recipe for magic muffins. I gotta imagine that this recipe promises a lot more than it delivers.
I hope so. I just gotta call my dealer.
For some magic muffins?
For some magic muffins.
I get it.
Yeah. We're not gonna post any recipes today, but we will post links to those wonderful commercials we mentioned.
And I think we're gonna add a link to the Wikipedia list of porridges and probably a picture of us of us eating cream of wheat.
And of Matthew turning into the underside of an English muffin.
Yes. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. You can like it.
Yeah, I like it.
And you're going to like it.
Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk,
the show whose kids are currently being watched by bears.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Sit. Now stay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.